And we will make America great again. Thank you, Arizona. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Far distant land of common sense, a place where we all once lived. You'll find the Conservative College with Professor Toto. It is here where the foundational principles of our great republic are still taught and true patriots are still educated in the hallowed halls of this school of hope. Just like the iconic puppy from The Wizard of Oz, who found great joy in pulling back the curtain on the lies of the wizard, so does Professor Toto. Grab your seats. And welcome to the Conservative College. Class begins now.
Class begins right now all across the United States of America, from sea to shining sea and through fields of golden grain. Good evening, you wonderful, red-blooded, freedom-loving patriots of America. This is yours truly, your humble neighborhood, friendly, fluffy professor, Professor Toto, your instructor of common sense and your principal of pure conservatism. What a wonderful evening it is, Tuesday, June the 28th, 2022. I am glad to be back in your world, in your face, interrupting your evening. It is my joy and my delight. We've been doing it for almost 2 years, and I am so excited. There is so much to talk about tonight. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to grab your beanbag, find a place to sit here in the sacred halls of common sense. Find you a place with all your other classmates and let's get ready tonight to know and understand our great republic. Tonight we're going to talk about wonderful things. You're going to leave here not full of hype, but full of hope. There's a difference. Hype is built on lies. Hope is built on truth. And I have got a pot full of truth for you tonight. Before I go any further, let me stop and pause and let you know that this class tonight will be a little bit of a struggle for me because, for those of you that know, I had surgery last Thursday, a very intensive surgery, and many of you do not know what all happened in that surgery. So since you are my family, allow me to tell you quickly what happened so that you can know and understand that I'm going to give it my best tonight. My wife is standing on guard. If I get too loud or too worked up, she's going to make me shut the school down tonight, just so you know, because I cannot get blood rushing to that ear. So I have been able to take the head bandage off. I've not been able to wash my hair since surgery, so I'm struggling tonight to look halfway decent for you. But I'm going to give you a quick glance to see the other ear. If you'll notice, this one is flat on my face where it's supposed to be. This is the ear that had surgery. You can see how swollen that side of my head is. And my whole head over there is stuffed with gauze. So it sounds like I'm in a barrel. But here's the wonderful news. Here's the wonderful news. There is no hearing aid in that ear, and I can hear tonight. And it's muffled because of the gauze. But I promise you, when they get all this out in about 2 weeks, I believe I'm going to have all of my hearing back. It is a miracle from God, for I am so very grateful tonight. And I'm very grateful that when they went in for surgery, they found a tumor that they did not know was there. And that was what was causing all of the problems. And it was about to take my facial muscles. And they said I would have woke up one day unable to talk ever again. So we give Yahweh the glory tonight for all that he has done. It would be remiss of me not to thank every one of you that have checked on me and my wife. You have reached out with so much love. There is no greater love than the patriots of America. And I must take a moment to stop and thank my wife, Karen, KK, Mrs. Toto. She has been my caregiver, and that's not an easy job. She has stood by my side night and day, she won't let me lift anything or do anything. And then I must thank my local church, First Harvest Church. They have spoiled me rotten, I'm going to tell you now. They've made sure that we've not had to cook one meal. I thank all of the sisters of our church for such a loving community. And I just got news that one sister is on her way, moving down from Oklahoma. People have moved here from across the nation to be part of the work of God. And I thank you all for your love so very much. So before we go into class tonight, let me just say hello to Aubrey and Carrie Holsom back, and Maureen Kushar, and Melinda Jorgensen, and Audrey Van Loo, and Holly Marie Edmonds. Good evening, Sister Holly. Maureen Kushar and Edgar Duval from Greenville, South Carolina. Gail, Dara, God bless you, Sister Laura Moran, my sweet Sister Laura. Linda Shelton, good evening to you. Michael Andreas, good evening, Brother Michael. We have been in prayer for you and your wife today. Yahweh bless you, Sister Brenda Ray and Pearl Grace and Denisa Eaton from Oklahoma, on soon to be from Mississippi. Amen. And Sharon Bingham, and oh my word, so many of you out there tonight. Let's look over on Roku. Roku, we have 2,200. Yahweh bless you. If you don't have us on Roku, make sure you can go right now. I'll put it on the screen. You can add us to your Roku lineup. And we're on every Tuesday night and Thursday night at 8 Central teaching you about our great republic. So please go add us to Roku. Also, please go and subscribe to our new channel. We said bye-bye to YouTube because they banned us for life, but you will never lose us if you will go right now to byebyeyoutube.com and subscribe. You will be able to see all of our new videos, all of our live classes. You will never lose us, no matter what. And over on Rumble, Raphael Boo Boo and Sister Justina Morgan, Christ Conservative, and Lar Will, and Nanny G, and T. Lucko, and Kimberly K.L., and Buddy Weiser, and Jack R., and Lug Nuts, and Butterfly from Virginia, and on and on and on. Thousands of you here tonight, you'll never know, you know, the enemy, you know, of course, plays with our minds, and with me being gone for so long, and I've been so sporadic in coming back because of my medical conditions. You know, I was just afraid some of you might leave me and move on, but it looks like many of you are still here tonight, and I'm more than thankful. Well, get ready for class. Get ready to learn tonight, and I'll be right back to get this class started tonight, okay?
The volatility of the U.S. dollar is a harsh reality. We've seen the stock market come across ramped losses even over the past 20 years. There's a need for an alternate financial strategy. How about gold or silver? Welcome to God's Money. With the PSI security platform, you can build your wealth and secure your future with precious metals that withstand the test of time. Gold and silver are the secrets the wealthy have used to accumulate and protect their wealth for decades. God's Money works with a team of world-class experts to deliver rare, high-quality, unique precious metals at impressive prices. Don't have the money to invest in silver and gold? No problem. Join our Coin of the Month program. With this amazing program, we will send you a little silver on a monthly basis. Consider this opportunity before it's too late. Act now. Go to www.godsmoney.info.
The Word of God tells us that anytime we build a house on sand, that house is going to crumble. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to announce to you tonight, my fellow conservatives, my fellow patriots, my Trump-loving people, I've come to tell you that there was a house built on the sand in 1973. The house was built on a lie, and I am proud to announce to you and the whole world what you already know, that the plans of the enemy have been exposed, and the plans of Satan have been defeated, and that God's will has been done in the United States of America concerning Roe v. Wade. In 1973, the year of my birth, the Supreme Court case of Roe v. Wade was instituted by a lady by the name of Norma McCorvey. I'm going to show her to you in just a moment. She claimed that she had been gang raped. But after that claim, she has since admitted that those claims were a big, big lie. Roe v. Wade was decided based on a false rape claim. And that is all I've heard this week on all of the major networks, is that Donald Trump and Trump's America is now going to force women that have been raped to no longer be able to have options. But as we have learned from Norma McCorvey, you cannot cry rape when a consensual sex act is no longer convenient. And this is the problem we have with Roe v. Wade. Yes, there is rapes. I understand that. But there is a lot of rapes, my friend, that are rapes after the fact, a few days later, when there's consequences to be dealt with. And this is what started Roe v. Wade, was lies about rape. Those lies continue today. You cannot involve yourself consensually and then decide after the fact that it was non-consensual and therefore you deserve an abortion. And so since that lie, the big lie, if the media wants to talk about the big lie, let's talk about one. Since that big lie, the movement of the left for the death of God's children has snowballed into fighting for abortion, not just in a rare case of provable, forcible rape, not just for a rare case of a young child that's been molested. No, no, no. That was never their agenda. That was their starting point. But they fought all the way up to even following the birth in many cases. This legal right, and tonight I'm going to educate you that what happened this week was one of the greatest victories for our republic. The republic for which we stand is rising. When God called me to this platform, Professor Toto, a year and a half ago, he told me the theme that he wanted me to fight for. And it's a theme that I do not hear on any other podcast. I don't hear it anywhere. They go for issues, but the main issue of it all is the revival of the republic. This revival for our republic has begun. And you, my dear friends, have spearheaded that revival. You started that revival, and that revival has produced fruit in front of your very eyes this week. This legal right, let me calm down, so sorry. This legal right for abortion has resulted in the death of 70 million Americans. I want you to think about that tonight. 70 million Americans. Now, let me show you the big lie that these 70 million babies, we sacrificed them at the altar of a big lie.
Jane Roe's story was a terrible one. She said she had been gang raped, gotten pregnant, was desperate to get an abortion. That's what everyone believed, as long as Jane Roe remained anonymous. When she went public, she told a different story.
You were raped while you were in Georgia?
No, I wasn't.
You were not?
No, I wasn't.
Oh, so all those stories that are in the books and so forth are not true?
Yes, sir. Yes.
They're not true.
Right.
And it turned out that lying wasn't the only embarrassment this darling of the pro-choice forces presented. In her personal treatise published last year, Norma McCorvey told the story of her somewhat sordid life. Then she still adamantly supported abortion. Now she adds that to the list of sins she took with her into the baptismal pool.
I think the far greater sin that I did was to be the plaintiff in Roe versus Wade.
70 million of our children we brought to the altar of Moloch. We brought to the altar and sacrificed them in America. Their blood flows down our gutters and our drains. Their cries are heard by the heavens to this very day. And the reason we have killed them in America was because a woman lied about being raped. But do you know, I've always told you, truth may be a long time coming, but when it comes, it don't take long. And ladies and gentlemen, out of nowhere, from a place that no one was expecting, the hand of God reached down into the Supreme Court, and unexpectedly to every one of us except God himself, a miracle happened before your very eyes. But that miracle was prophesied in 2014.
Children will no longer be your food. You shall not use them and take them out of the womb anymore, says the Lord. Watch how I change everything, for there shall be those who are in justice, and those, there are those who are in a strong position. I'm just hearing this now. In the highest court in the land. The highest court in the land. The Supreme Court. Two shall step down for the embarrassment of what shall take place. For I wish to place in the highest court in the land righteousness. And they shall attempt to put others in to endeavor, to reach their endeavors. But God says, hear me tonight. Hear me today. I have this whole thing planned out according to my will. For it is now time for me to restore the fortunes of Zion. The fortunes to those that had it once. You are going to get it back. This is my promise, says the Lord of hosts. Give him a shout.
He said, I have this under control. And he promised that he was going to overturn Roe v. Wade. No one would have expected it. No one could have even foreseen it except for God himself. But God always reserves for himself a man. I want you to understand tonight, Yahweh is never caught off guard. He never worries about politics, because at the end of the day, his will be done on earth as it is in heaven, as long as he has a people that are praying that prayer in the earth every day. And sure enough, God reserved for himself a man. That man was Justice Alito and Justice Thomas and all of Donald Trump's picks on the Supreme Court. I love what Clarence Thomas said about truth.
In the middle of a hurricane, or you could be on a calm day, north is still north. You could be in a thunderstorm, north is still north. People can yell at you, north is still north. It doesn't change fundamental things. And in this business, right is still right. Even if you stand by yourself.
The truth is always the truth. And Yahweh always reserves a man to bring forth truth in a world full of lies. And everyone, listen to me very carefully. And I want you to know this, that President Donald Trump is having the best week of his presidency this week. He is seeing the fruit of his calling that God called him to that position for. I just want to ask you a question. Would any of this be happening if Hillary Clinton had won in 2016? I want you to think about that question tonight. How many remember the night of 2016 in November when all of the polls, every single one of them, had Hillary Clinton beating Donald Trump? How many remember when the Clinton machine was in full force and there was no way that Donald Trump could win? Even Donald Trump himself walking out on the stage to accept his presidency looked so disheveled, and even he did not understand that Yahweh had chosen him for this moment in time. And because of that choice, brothers and sisters, because of what God did with that man, we have seen the fulfillment of prophecy. Kim Clement prophesied Hurricane Katrina. He prophesied Donald Trump's election. He prophesied the overturn of Roe v. Wade, and he prophesied the second term of Donald Trump. Ladies and gentlemen, three down, one to go. I don't care how many witnesses they bring before the January the 6th committee. She sit there looking like a robot today. I don't care how many of these people they drag up out of the gutter. They do not have the power to stop what God is doing in America. To any time that God pronounces judgment on a nation, He always raises up a man to delay that judgment because He's full of mercy. He's full of grace. The Bible said His mercies are new every morning. So when He pronounces judgment on America for abortion, He in His goodness will raise up a deliverer. He will raise up a leader to prolong that judgment for coming upon the nation. And that is what He has done with Donald Trump. Amen. Amen. That was my wife, y'all. Told me to calm back down. So let's bring it back down. Since this ruling this week, the left is literally losing their mind. I want you to hear some of the things that these demons are saying through humanity. You see, these demon Nephilim spirits, they operate through humans. And I want you to hear how angry they are that we will no longer be able in every state of the union to just run to the altar of Moloch. Now, I'm going to explain to you what Roe v. Wade and what this ruling means and doesn't mean in just a moment. But I want you to see what we're up against in the world today.
Hearing from women all over the country and even around the world, this is devastating. The Democratic Party is the world's last best hope against fascism, against an extreme autocratic anti-woman, anti-gay, anti-contraception, anti-freedom collection of fascists who dominate the Trump wing of today's Republican Party. A group of fascists who even refuse to investigate the violent riots that their president launched on January 6th to overthrow a legitimately elected president. Why? Because they are fascists. And now they're claiming control over your bodies, your health, your life. And they've promised they're coming next to take away your birth control pills and even what you do with another consenting adult in the privacy of your own bedroom. To call Trump's Republican Party and Trump's Supreme Court extreme understates the danger these institutions pose to American freedom, to our democracy. They are fascists. So what does Donald Trump's America look like? Joe sort of described it there. In reality, it looks like a 13-year-old rape and incest victim being ordered by the state to have a forced birth of her rapist's baby.
I can promise you, liar, that most of the people getting abortions are not 13-year-olds that have been raped. It's all lies. Everything she just said is lies. Let me explain to you how to know the lies from the truth. Number one, what happened with Roe v. Wade was wrong when it happened. Okay? In 1973, every state in America was operating in the correct form of government, a federalist republic. What does that mean? Every state, any power that is not given to the federal government by the Constitution is retained by the states. Every state in America decided in 1973 about how they would legalize or not legalize abortion. They set the parameters. Let me make it real simple. We the people set the parameters. She said that we want to take over your body. No, we don't. We want to make sure that you don't destroy another body that is not your body. If it's not your DNA, it's not your body. okay? This individual is the weakest member of our society. And we have an obligation to protect the weakest among us so they have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So when we overturned Roe v. Wade, no, we did not undo abortion in this nation. What we undid was what they loved, democracy. And we restored the republic, where the rights went back to the sovereign states of America. Today, in my state, Mississippi, it is now a crime to bring your child to the altar of Moloch. It's a crime. To Yahweh be the glory. In the state of Texas, it's a crime. And this is going now, it's up to we the people instead of the swamp in Washington. So her entire diatribe was lies, total lies. And I don't know why they're surprised, because Donald Trump told us this is what he was going to do.
Overturn. You just said you want to see the court protect the Second Amendment. Do you want to see the court overturn Roe v. Wade?
Well, if we put another two or perhaps three justices on, that's really what's going to be had. That's will happen. And that'll happen automatically, in my opinion, because I am putting pro-life justices on the court. I will say this, it will go back to the states, and the states will then make a determination.
He basically said, I'm going to restore the republic. We're going to send it back to the states. And that is what our republic always was until Roe v. Wade messed it up. Every state is independent nations unto themselves. They came together to form a more perfect union, but they never gave up their sovereignty. They gave up certain rights to the federal government. And those certain rights are enumerated and codified in the Constitution of the United States of America. So they are lying to you when they say that we're out to get women. No, no, no. We're out to restore the republic. And what happened under the administration of Donald John Trump is the restoration of the republic that George Soros is after, that all of the cabal is after. Every single one of them are not crying over the loss of Roe v. Wade. They are crying over the loss of their beloved democracy, because God raised up one man to help restore the republic. And I want to tell you in 1 week's time how Donald Trump has helped to restore our republic. Number one, because of Donald John Trump alone, Christian schools in America are now eligible to take in students, and those students will get vouchers directly from the government. Used to, Christian schools were discriminated against. We were not allowed the benefit of taking in students, teaching them the law of Yahweh, teaching them the ways of righteousness, because they couldn't get a voucher to come to our school. But because of Donald John Trump and Yahweh working through that man, because of that, the republic is rising. Also, this very week, because of Donald John Trump, you no longer need to give a special reason for a concealed carry permit. The Supreme Court, Trump's court. You see, they were able to take the White House by nefarious means. They were able to take the People's House. But one thing they couldn't get their hands on was the Supreme Court, because that was Trump's court. And now they would love to get the court by packing the court. But Yahweh gave us a miracle from the mountains with Manchin that won't let them pack the courts. God protected the last bastion of hope, the Supreme Court, protected it from the greasy hands of the Democrats. It's the only institution in America that still justice can come through. And ladies and gentlemen, this week alone, that Supreme Court favored Christian schools. That Supreme Court restored your right to conceal carry. That Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. That Supreme Court restored prayer back in school, the right to pray back to schools. That Supreme Court ruled that non-citizens cannot vote in the United States of America. And that's all in one week. Thank you, Donald John Trump, for what, my wife, amen, for what you have done in America. Ladies and gentlemen, they are losing their minds because the republic is rising, because federalism is returning and the people are demanding their government back. It is driving them insane. Listen to these people.
We need to burn it all down because at this point, I don't know what else we're supposed to do. I'm advocating for violence. Light it on fire.
Let it out. Let it out.
Thank you, Clarence Thomas. Oh. You, Clarence Thomas! He thinks that we are going to stand idly by when they take our rights.
Illegitimate! Illegitimate!
In the streets!
But we are the ones with the tools. We are the ones with the bricks and the wood and the hammers and the screwdrivers to build this thing right back up. Because we got to strap in. This is a generational fight.
Into the streets! Into the streets! Into the streets! Into the streets! Into the streets!
You see this turnout here? You ain't seen nothing yet. Women are going to control their bodies no matter how they try and stop us. With the Supreme Court, we will defy them. Women will be in control of their bodies. And if they think black women are intimidated or afraid, they got another thought coming. Black women will be out in droves. We will be out by the thousands. We will be out by the millions. We're going to make sure we fight for the right to control our own bodies.
This is not over. It's just the genesis of a new beginning.
There is a war out there, and we need to recognize that we've got to armor up.
That's right. This is not a drill.
It's demons. It's demon powers operating through these people. Now, I want to show you something else that's interesting. And I want to show you how everything about Roe v. Wade is a lie. Everything. They are angry because the republic is rising. The power of a democracy is crumbling to the originalism of the Federalist Republic. We are having a revival of the republic. Professor Toto, God gave me that mantra a year and a half ago. You know, our rallies that we had, they were not hoorah-rah rallies. They were educational rallies where I taught people across the nation as I traveled. I taught them about the republic. I told them, quit fighting against everything and start fighting for something. But you may not be aware of this. Everything about Roe v. Wade is a lie. Let me give you a quick rundown. 1974 or 1973, when Joe Biden entered the Senate, the same year the Supreme Court legalized Roe v. Wade. Do you know that he was pro-life and rabidly pro-abortion? I want to show you how demons took over his mind. In 1974, a year after Roe v. Wade was decided, he said that the ruling had gone too far. Well, hello, that's what Justice Alito said. Justice Thomas, Justice Gorsuch, they said the ruling went too far. That's exactly what Biden said in 1974. And here's what Biden said in 74, that a woman seeking an abortion should not have the sole right to say what should happen to her body. In 1976, Joe Biden votes for the Hyde Amendment, which bans federal funding of abortion. 1981, he introduces the Biden Amendment, which prohibited foreign aid funding of biomedical research involving what? Abortion. 1982, he votes for a constitutional amendment allowing the states to overturn Roe v. Wade. That was in 1982. In 1983, he votes against a constitutional amendment allowing states to overturn Roe v. Wade. 1984, he votes for the Mexico City policy, which bans federal funding for abortion. 1987, he becomes chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee and leads the fight against Supreme Court nominee Judge Robert Bork, because he said was opposed to Roe v. Wade. Now, this is where the change began to happen. He says, those of us who are opposed to abortion, 1994, Joe Biden is opposed to abortion, said that we should not be compelled to pay for them. 1995, he votes to ban partial birth abortion. 1997, he votes to ban partial birth abortion. 2003, now what are we getting mighty close to here? Yeah, he's voting to ban partial birth abortion. 2007, he criticizes the Supreme Court upholding the ban on partial birth abortion, calling it paternalistic. What happened in 2007? That's where Joe Biden changed. Now, why did he change? He didn't change because the Catholic Church changed. He's a Catholic. He didn't change because science changed. Oh, no. He changed because his opportunity was changing. Absolutely. Politics, darling. He's a liar. He's a fake. He's a phony. We all know it. And I can prove it with this little video.
Not view abortion as a choice and a right. I think it's always a tragedy, and I think that it should be rare and safe. And I think we should be focusing on how to limit the number of abortions, and they ought to be able to have a common ground and consensus as to do that.
Everything about the man is a lie, including his presidency. And according to the Word of God, there will be an end to it. I'm so excited about what is happening in America. One of the greatest hours America has ever known. Prayers are being answered in America. None of these things that's happening would have happened without Donald John Trump. Now, I want to talk to you tonight from my heart. I want to explain something to you that are watching that may have to deal with people that don't understand your great love for Donald Trump. You know, we all deal with it on Facebook every day when we're told that we're in a cult. We're told that we worship a man. And so tonight, I want to help you understand why we honor Donald Trump and why we are loyal to the man, Donald Trump. I'm corrected every day on Facebook by well-meaning people, even Christians, that tell me I give too much glory to Donald Trump, that I should be giving that glory to God. Number one, you are correct. All the glory goes to God, Yahweh, all of it. I don't argue with you on that. You're 100% correct. But here is where you and I may have a different perspective on things that I want to explain to you. I understand what a lot of people have forgotten, the value of honor. Honor is a missing commodity in our world today But God loves honor, so much so that in his word, he commands you and me to give honor to whatever man honor is due unto. God believes in honor, but our world today doesn't believe in honor. Even in our church, we're afraid to honor men, even though God has commanded us to do so. I understand that when we give honor to men that God is using, that God has worked through, then we are in fact giving honor to God who chose that vessel to work through. The scripture commands us to give honor because that is how we honor God. Let me ask you a question. Who killed Goliath? Who killed Goliath? Anybody? Well, David killed Goliath, correct? Wrong. There's no way a little boy could kill a massive 9-foot giant with a little rock. It wasn't David that killed Goliath, but who was it? It was Yahweh's supernatural power, and he chose to place that calling on David. And yet the Bible itself gives David the credit for killing Goliath. So are we wrong for recognizing that David killed Goliath? In today's world, you know what people would say? Oh, don't give that credit to David. Give it to God. I did. When I gave credit to the man that God chose, I have given credit to God himself. Another question. Who delivered Israel from the land of Egypt? Anybody? Anybody? Who delivered Israel from the land of Egypt? Your answer is Moses. Is that what you said? Wrong. There's no way that a man could have delivered that many people through the desert, through the Red Sea. No, only Yahweh, the angel of Yahweh, could have done that. But yet the Bible said that Moses was Israel's deliverer. So are we robbing God of glory by recognizing Moses? No, as a matter of fact, we are giving God the glory because God chose to use the man called Moses. Yahweh had a plan to overturn Roe v. Wade, to delay his judgment on America, because he has pronounced judgment on America. It is coming. But he's always raised up a man. Yahweh loves men. The Bible said, why are you mindful of men the way you are? He raised up a man to bring to pass his plans in America. That man was without a doubt Donald John Trump. No, it wasn't Ron DeSantis or Christy Name or anyone else. It was Donald John Trump that the Father placed his hands on in spite of himself and chose to use that man. And brothers and sisters, it was Donald Trump's backbone. It was Donald Trump's love for America and his willingness to be used by God that has led to these great victories that we are seeing in America today. Never be ashamed to stand for the man of God, the man that Yahweh is using with a special anointing upon their life. Don't be afraid to give honor and loyalty and service to that man. Because, listen to me, that's the only way you can be loyal to God is when you're loyal to the things he has chosen in the earth to use. As I close tonight, many of you are looking at America and you're very concerned, and you should be. The tide is turning in the direction of the right. I read today that over 1 million Democrats have already changed to the Republican Party this month. 1 million. Maybe this year, I don't remember, but one of the two. 1 million have already changed because Yahweh allowed Donald Trump to fall. He allowed the enemies of Trump to have their heyday. They had it today. He has allowed that fall to raise you up. Who am I talking about to raise you up? I'm talking about you, Linda Andreas, you, Geno Young, and so many of you that are part of Toto's Army, that today you ran for election in your local area. And whether you win or lose, you won because you brought the Republic to the fore. You fought for truth. You fought for a worthy cause. And we congratulate you tonight, no matter the outcome of your election. You are the results of Donald Trump's fall. On your shoulders is riding the Republic and the restoration thereof. You are the answer against the darkness. Our form of government and our Constitution only survives when it is governed and adhered to by a religious people. You can never separate religion from America. To do so, you'll do it at your own peril. Let me read to you a direct quote from John Adams, the second president of the United States. Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other people. As you watch religion leave America, you will watch the inability of our institutions to survive. The answer is law and order. The answer is the Republic. Fight for it. Never, ever forget what you've been called to fight for. The Republic is depending on you. God bless you, and God bless these United States of America.
God bless America.